U.S. House of Representatives has ordered to block sales of commercial aircraft to Iran. Republican Congressman Peter Roskam said that the U.S. should refrain from selling the aircraft to Iran. He claimed the commercial planes have been used by Iran to support Syria in its war against terrorists. Roskam offered two amendments to a 2018 government spending package that would specifically prohibit the use of funds to authorize financial transactions for aircraft sales. Iran's national flag carrier airline Iran Air signed a deal with U.S. plane maker Boeing to buy 80 planes in the wake of the 2015 nuclear deal. Meanwhile, Ali Akbar Velayati, a member of Iran's JCPOA supervisory body, said such U.S. measures violate the nuclear deal. He said the move once again proved that Washington and its allies are not trustworthy. Velayati stressed that Islamic Republic does not need Americans to advance its goals. Joining us live now from London is Mr. Adam Geary, who is managing editor at theduran.com, and he's joining us live now. Adam, I wonder what you make of this, because certainly we already have Iran, which has ordered planes from Airbus as well. So Iran can certainly just order more planes from that, can't it? And that would just hurt the U.S. economy.
Well, not just Airbus. Russia has some of the most modern competitive commercial planes on the market, and the Russians continue to invest more and more in these aircraft. Iran ought to look to its friends. The United States clearly doesn't care how much Iran complies with the JCOA. In fact, even the State Department of Rex Tillerson just months ago quietly admitted that Iran is in compliance with every letter of the so-called nuclear deal that was signed under the presidency of Obama. The United States simply has a vendetta against Iran. It originates from the hysteria coming out of the Israeli regime, and nothing Iran does, short of committing national suicide for the world to see, will ever make the United States and its Israeli proxy, or is it the other way around, happy. And so Iran should simply look to the wider world, where the doors for business, the doors for friendship, the doors for cooperation are wide open. There's Airbus, of course, there's Russia, whose planes are a much better value economically than even Airbus, and they're equally good build quality, some are even more durable. And so all this should really do is send a message to Iran that those who were not your friends yesterday will not be your friends today or tomorrow, unless something significant changes in the United States. Trump was something of a change from Hillary Clinton in terms of style, but the wider world needs a change from America that's a lot more significant than that.
And so, Adam, where does this all go from here? Iran says this is a violation of the nuclear deal. Is it, A, do you think? And B, where does that leave the nuclear deal then and America's role in it?
Well, it is certainly a violation of the deal. Iran has been complying with the deal much more accurately and effectively than the United States. It leaves Iran in a precarious position. If it says you violated the deal and the deal is therefore off, America will go predictably nuts, and they will use forums like the United Nations to spew the kind of hatred against Iran that over the last few weeks has mostly been reserved for North Korea, which of course has a completely different style of government than Iran, but they have something similar, and that neither have invaded anyone in recent history. And so what Iran ought to do is use the information that it has at its hands, the facts at its hands, to show that the United States isn't making good on its end of the deal. Many people in the United States want to pull out of the deal on their end. Donald Trump talked about that during the campaign. If Iran is patient and lets the United States break its own deal publicly and renege on it publicly, then Iran can turn to the wider world in the United Nations. It can turn to its allies and say, we did everything and more to placate the United States superpower, and everything wasn't good enough. This will put Iran in a position of being respected by the wider international community, by its allies, and by other countries that are willing to do business because they don't have an Israeli-authored vendetta against Iran, who hasn't invaded anyone. Countries that invade people are the problem. That de facto means that Iran doesn't pose a problem to the wider world.
All right, Adam, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.
Thank you.